And if a little boy put his head down on the ground and then rolled over, that's a
somersault.
Okay. What does a baby do before it can walk?
Crawl.
And if you saw something up a tree and wanted to get a close look, you might have to
climb.
And so yesterday I
climbed.
And I have
climbed many times.
When the minister, if the preacher said, let us pray, and so the people all
pray.
Well, what?
Kneel.
Okay. I'm feeling tired. I think I'll go over to the sofa and
rest.
Or the position you're getting in, I'm going to
lie down.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday he
lay down.
Talking about what you see in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I
dreamed.
And often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I can't always remember what I have
dreamed.
I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I
awoke.
Mm-hmm. And if you bring your foot down heavy on the ground, you
stamp.
Mm-hmm. If a boy met a girl at a party and wanted to go home with her, he would say, may I
take you home?
Would it matter whether he was on foot or in a car?
Oh, maybe he would walk her home.
Okay. Oh, would you ever say carry you home?
I carry you. You hear that sometimes.
Would you say it?
No, I think I would take you home.
Okay. To get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to it and
pull.
Mm-hmm. And to get a car out of the mud, you
push.
If you were carrying something heavy, you'd say, I have to blank this suit, this bag of groceries a long way.
Have to carry a long way. Have to,
another word for carry.
Take. Oh.
Would you ever say tote?
No.
Or lug?
I might say lug, but I don't think so.
All right. If the children were getting too near the stove, you might say, that's hot, so
don't touch it.
Mm-hmm. If you needed the hammer, you might say to me, you might say to me, go
get the hammer.
Mm-hmm. And if you were playing tag, what would the tree be called that you would run to and be safe?
The base.
Okay. In football, what is the line that they have to cross?
The goal line.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch.
And I threw it and he
caught it.
And he has
caught it.
Let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
Mm-hmm. And if you were about to punish a child, he might say, oh, please, just give me one more
chance.
Mm-hmm. And if a man was in a very good mood, another way of saying that would be he's in a good
good form.
Or if you can see the point of a joke, he has a good sense of
humor.
And if you had termites, you might say the exterminating company will get
rid of them.
He didn't know what was actually what was going on, but he blank, he knew it all.
Pretended.
If someone stole your pencil, what's another term you might use for that? You might say, who
purloined my writing?
Anything less elegant than purloined.
Let's see. Who took my pencil?
Okay. You might say, I had forgotten about that, but now I
remember.
And then I might reply, you have a better memory than I do, because I sure
don't.
Don't what?
Remember.
Okay. You might say, I have just blank him a letter.
I have just written him a letter.
And yesterday he
wrote to me.
And tomorrow I'll
write to him.
And if I write him a letter, then I expect to get an
answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope and then you
seal it.
You, on the envelope, you
address it.